the other side of the ball, too. I hope that you can put your speed to use this week and get your defense ready to face him.
I guess that's a possibility. You try to give it as good a look as you can when you do guys throughout the course of the week. And, you know, obviously it's tough to simulate T.Y. He's an explosive player. He's a unique player. But we're doing the best we can.
Matthew, both you and the Colts have shown the ability to overcome injuries during the course of a season. What does that say about a team?
Well, I think it obviously speaks to the leadership that's in place. I think we both have good coaches. And then it says a lot about, you know, the player leadership and the mental toughness that's there, being able to adapt and through adversity and through tough situations that we've been put in. So, and usually that's the case with the teams that are left in it at this point. There's usually a lot of mental toughness on those teams and a lot of good leadership in place, good coaching, and that goes a long ways.
You're a leader, obviously, on this team. At this time of the year, postseason, what do you try to impart upon players who either up into the playoffs out in Lancashire or making their first trip there?
I think it's good to just send that message that we need to have a sense of urgency, a sense of purpose with every rep that we take, knowing that there are no guarantees beyond this week. We have to try to go out there and take advantage of each and every rep on the practice field, each and every minute in the meeting room. But at the same time, we can't get tight. There's a thin line between being urgent and then being tight, and I think you have to find that balance. So we're just trying to get the young guys to do that and the veterans as well.
Matt, I know this may be a bit of a reach, so pardon me here, but I know you're in a unique position here with your friendship with Julian, and I'm wondering, knowing him day-to-day as well as you do, when you know him as a personality and you see him on the field, especially in the punt return role, is there anything you see in his personality you say, yeah, that sort of adds up here? This is his personality. It translates.
Well, he's definitely, I think he wouldn't mind me saying this, I think he's a very intense guy, and he's very driven and focused, and he's focused on improving day in and day out, year in and year out. And I think that since he's been healthy this year, he's been able to show that. And you're definitely happy to see a guy like that who's worked as hard as he has and is intense and passionate about the game of football have the success that he's having.
Is he intense when you're just hanging out? I mean, is he intense when he watches television?
He's an intense guy on and off the field.
Do you think, just to follow up on that, do you think, though, that because of the injuries in his history and everything, that's sort of the driving factor for him this year to do so well and to remain on the field?
Well, you definitely would have to ask him that. I can't, answer that question for him, but I know that, the young man, as well as most of the players in that locker room, all of them pretty much, we love the game of football, and that's our drive. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have to represent, this team, our families, playing in this league, and he's no different. He's very passionate about this game. But as far as what's driving him this year, I don't know personally, or I don't want to answer it, rather. You'd have to ask him that.
Matt, how has your appreciation for being in this position grown with each year that you guys have found yourself here in the playoffs?
It's really remarkable that we've been able to do what we've done year in and year out, but every year is different, and you can't take for granted being in this position, because there are years that I've been here that we haven't been in this position. So what a unique opportunity it is to play in a game like this. There's no guarantees that, myself or anyone else will be back in this spot while we play this game of football. So we have to try to take advantage of it, cherish the moment, have fun, embrace it, but work and approach this week in a way that will leave us with no regrets at the end of the day.
That's kind of interesting that you say that, because, for most of the season you guys are talking about focusing on, the game this week, and then, when that's over, putting it to bed and working on the next week. But with no next week guaranteed, how does that kind of change the attitude and the focus here?
The focus has to be honed just that much more, because there's no guarantee. There's no, we'll get them next week, or, we'll go back and watch the film and see what we can fix. You better get it right as best you can the first go around, or you have a long couple months to think about it.
Do you see guys spend extra time this week take a little video, more video work, more weight room work, whatever it may be, just sort of, as you mentioned, because this could be it.
For sure. I think that's definitely something that you'll see throughout the locker room, whether it be a little more film, a little more in the training room, a little more rest at night. It all adds up. It all matters. So, you know, I think whatever it is that we have going on in our lives, we can put it on pause and just focus on, you know, preparing for the Colts this week.
Kind of an open-ended question here, but what do you see out of their returners and the punt and kickoff?
Well, they've got a lot of guys that have been back there working for them this year. We know we can see T.Y. He hasn't done it in a while, but we can see him. And Waylon and Brazil are very, you know, capable guys back there. And they've got good leadership in their kicking game. Sergio Brown has done a tremendous job for them. So, you know, whoever it is back there, we've been watching film on all those guys. We'll do our best to be ready for whoever it is that we see.
Matt, you mentioned Sergio. You know, of course, Darius Butler is in the secondary. Is there an advantage one way or the other when a receiver goes up against a DB that he's played with in the past? You guys practiced against one another in the past as Patriots. Is there an advantage?
You know, that's tough to say. Part of me wants to say yes, but part of me knows that, you know, guys go and improve their game, change things about their game week in and week out, year in and year out, obviously. And those two guys have been away for a little while, so, and they've definitely, both of them have improved a great deal, so. You know, you can say it's an advantage, but really you have to go out and line up and play and, you know, work with what you got.
Matthew, you've been around here long enough to see different playoff scenarios. As you guys get ready to play a game, any signs that you see from this team that are similar to years past when you've been successful?
Well, you know, I try to stay away from making those comparisons. Every year is a different year. You know, we've got different players on the team. We're playing a different team. The circumstances surrounding this season are totally different. So,
is there anything you look for? Like this team gets it, and I'm pretty confident that this team has the right mindset going in.
I guess you try to look for it, but I know me personally, even if I do see it, I'm not going to get complacent and feel like we've got it. We've got it. You know, you got to continue to challenge the guys to focus on the little things and try to just approach it one day at a time. So,
it's completely off topic. We were talking about Julian. Did you see the YouTube video he made of the power shake?
I've heard tell of it. I've heard tell of it.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
Interesting. Different side of it. Maybe
you
see a lot.
Maybe.
Final question.
In your role, back there at kicks and also on the punt. How closely do you watch the weather forecast during the course of the week? Is that something you worry about, that the coaches worry about on game day, in terms of, you know, understanding the elements and how it might affect an opposing kicker, especially if one is accustomed to a controlled environment like a dome?
You know, I may take a gander at it from time to time, but you really, as a player, you really can't concern yourself too much with it. And whatever it is that day, you know, it's New England, so, you know, it can change even if you do look at it. So, I let the weathermen worry about that, and I just worry about playing football.
Thank you, man.
All right, guys.